All right, ladies, you can come now. All right, I think the coast is clear, and we've got some that are here at the front. So we'll go ahead and begin, but you feel free to come right ahead, okay? So we'll start with you, Brother Smalley, okay? Come ahead, ladies. That's all right. That's good.
Well, I thank you for praying with me or for me as I lost my job a few weeks ago, and the Lord has reinstated that job. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Andrew?
Just want to praise the Lord this morning that I can have my family here with me today. My father and my mother, I just can't say enough good things about them. The reason that I am who I am today and that I'm standing here in front of you is because of their godly influence. I can say with the psalmist that I had a godly heritage, so I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank the Lord for leading me to Ambassador. This is my last year here, and I was trying to think of what I would say, and I thought there's so much I could thank the Lord for, but definitely, I've experienced the goodness of God. I've tasted and seen that He's good. He is so good to me. And during my time here, one thing that I just want to emphasize that's been a blessing to me has been just the faculty and the staff. I've gotten to work with them, a couple of them, on a more personal level. And just seeing their heart for us, for you students, is such a blessing. And I remember my freshman year sitting in the music wing. It was my very first day of registration. And Dr. Scoville sat down beside me and he said, "I just want you to know," he said this very seriously, he said, "I just want you to know that we only want you here for your money." And I remember laughing and saying, "Well, you got the wrong person." But I thought then that's not true. And I still think that today it's not true. They're not just here for the money because they don't get very much. But I'm so thankful for them pouring their life into mine. And I'm greatly indebted to them for all my life.
Amen. Tim?
I want to thank God for all the friends He's given to me here and all the many people that I get to talk to every day and just how much of a blessing you are to me each day. Jesus.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Don't forget to give your name and where you're from, all right? Go ahead.
My name is Hannah Cuthbertson. I'm from Ivory Coast. I'm super, super thankful for a lot of things, but I think the thing I'm most thankful for is my dad right now. I'm just so thankful for the blessing that he's been to me and for the example that he is of what a father is like.
Amen. Kenny?
Good morning. My name is Kenny Hafner. I'm a senior, double majoring in missions and evangelism from here in Lattimore. And there are a lot of things you can praise the Lord for today. I never want to let an opportunity go by without thanking the Lord for my salvation and my call to ministry. But also, particularly this semester, the Lord's been just working in my heart a lot about His will concerning the future. I believe that God has revealed for me His will this semester for the rest of my life. As far as serving Him in Mexico, and I just want to praise the Lord for that, going through college and not knowing exactly what you're going to do when you graduate. Oops. It can be an intimidating thing, and I just want to praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, it says, "But thou wilt show me the way of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." And I just want to praise the Lord that whatever He leads me, I know I'll be happy there.
Amen. It's not too early to pray for those graduating seniors. I know they would appreciate that very much as they consider the Lord's will. Jana?
Good morning. I'm Jana Lee Duarte, and I am a senior for the second time. and I'm a missions major, and this is also my last praise chapel. And as I look back, I think of the song that we sang yesterday that says, "Jesus led me all the way." And I know that's true. Sorry. I'm the first one to cry. but Jesus has led me all the way 5 years through college. He's provided every single semester. I've never had to step out. And I know that's been a miracle of God. I want to thank Him for providing every single year for me. I want to thank Him for the faculty. You guys have not only taught me in the classroom, but you've taught me by watching your life. Mercy. Many times we don't do our best, and still you're gracious and merciful with us. And you've just taught us so much about being Pastor Kim, you taught us about being fun and enjoying serving the Lord together. Doc, I've learned a lot about you through you and your wife as we traveled together and just how much love you had for us when we came. And each one of you have a special place in my life.
Amen. Emily?
Hello, my name is Emily Spence. I am a graduate of theology major, and I'm from Shelby. And I want to thank the Lord that He always gives us just what we need. And many of you know this, year, my dad got remarried to Melinda Coffey, now Spence, and now I have 7 new siblings. And so the Lord is teaching me so much. And I think subconsciously at the beginning, I thought maybe the Lord allowed me to have all this because he knew I was spiritual enough to handle the big change. But the Lord has shown me very much that I have a lot of pride and self-centeredness that I have to work on. And so he's teaching me through that. And also he knows what we need to make us more like his image. And also he knows who we need. And, of course, I'm going to say something about John. I know, sappy, sappy. But I am really, when the Lord brings you to the person he has for you, that is reason to rejoice. And I thank the Lord that he knows what you need and who you need more than you even know. And you think you have this list. And many of you girls, you have this list and you don't even know you have it. But you do, of all these things that your guy has to have and everything. But the Lord can do so much better than you can. And if you just stay submitted to his will and just walking with him, he will bring you to that perfect someone for you.
I can testify to the selfishness part. I went from being an only child to having 4 roommates in college. And then when I thought I had selfishness licked, I got married. And then when I thought I'd conquered it, I had 3 children. So I'm still learning. So you're just on the beginning stages of that, Emily. All right, Jed.
Good morning. I'm Jed Duarte. I'm a junior missions major from Cuiabá, Brazil. And I just like to thank the Lord this morning for his mercy. That has been such a theme this semester. And how you cannot go through pretty much any book of the Bible without seeing God's mercy. And I'm just so grateful that he is so merciful. And even though sometimes we fall, yet he restores us. This semester, the Lord really brought me. I've been doing a kind of study on the life of Peter. And after he betrayed Christ, he went fishing. But God went after him and took him back and restored him and used him. And the same way, if we humble ourselves and turn back to Christ, he can still use us. And I'm so grateful for that.
Amen. Candace?
Hi, I'm Candace Heffernan. I'm a freshman music major from Wichita, Kansas. I have a lot to be thankful for, but I just want to praise the Lord for how he directed me to the church that I'm currently attending. And I really want to praise the Lord for my pastor, Dr. Dillon, and his wife, Mrs. Dillon. They've been such an encouragement to me, and they've been a great example of just how to be servants. They just put aside their station to the church, and they just want to serve everyone there. And they serve me especially, and they bless me every Sunday with just their attitude towards me, and I really appreciate it.
Candace, there's a rumor that Brother Dillon gives his church members demerits. Is that true? Okay. All right. So. Go right ahead.
My name is Paige Scott, and I'm from Bolingbrook, Illinois, and I'm in the one-year Bible program. And there's just so much to say, and I guess the best way to say it is just simply, God is so good. Right. There are so many reasons why I shouldn't be here today, and I am, and I didn't think that this was even part of God's plan for me. I wasn't going to go to school or anything, but just after so much praying and stressing out about what am I supposed to do, God led me here, and I love it here. The teachers are amazing. The investment, the time that they invest in me personally is just such a blessing. I can't begin to express what a blessing it is, and the one-year Bible program is just outstanding. I have never been forced to read my Bible so much, and just being, you know, having these assignments and all the reading that I have to do, it's given me a desire to read my Bible that I never had before, and I'm hungry for it, and I want it, and I can't get enough of it, and I've never experienced that before. So I just wanted to thank the Lord for the way he's working in me.
Amen. Brother Childs.
I'm Dr. Childs from Shelby. I'm retired. First of all, I want to thank God for saving me. I don't know why he should save a wretch like me, but he did. And I thank him for keeping me. And I thank him for safe delivery of my granddaughter. And I thank him for the Word of God. That's where my strength comes from. I like Psalm 71 especially. I call it the senior citizen's psalm. It says in verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age, Forsake me not when my strength faileth. And I have to say that my strength faileth quite a bit. Verse 17, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto up to this time have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. I also want to thank God and the administration of this college for letting me to come back and to teach this generation. God bless you.
Amen. We're glad you're here, Brother Childs. Garrett?
Garrett Conley, missions major from Lattimore, North Carolina. I just want to thank the Lord for a couple things. One is for the staff and faculty. Just how amazing you guys are. Just watching what my mom goes through every day, just coming home and said, all this work. And I thought I had a lot of work, but she has a lot of work. But it's just an amazing thing to see how much you staff and faculty sacrifice for us. And it's a blessing. I also just want to thank God for my mom. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be at this college. I wouldn't be in anywhere right now. And she's just an amazing person, and she loves the Lord, and I just can't thank God enough for her.
All right. Make the long trip over here. So.
Hey, I'm Austin Schmidt. I'm from Northwest Indiana. I've got a lot to be thankful for this morning. I'd like to thank God for my salvation. Many of us thank God for our salvation, and it's so special to us, and oftentimes we lose that thankfulness that we are actually saved, and it becomes so cliche to us. But I was just a 4-year-old little kid, and I heard about that thing about salvation, going to heaven when I die, and I can live forever with God, and I'm saved today. I don't hope so. Maybe not. I am saved, and God saved me, and I praise God for that. Also, I want to thank God for think about Hebrews, how it talks about how we're compassed with so great a cloud of witness. And I asked my friend at work a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, well, I think it means the people that are in your life that are like Christians. And I'm like, well, yeah, that makes sense. The witness is here. You guys are the great witness that's in my life. The faculty here, the students here. And, I thank you guys for being an encouragement to me. Many of you out there, I have a lot of friends here, and I thank God for you guys. And, I get down sometimes, and you guys just come right along and help me out and just give me a word of encouragement. I thank God for all you guys, and I love all you guys like my family. You guys are my family. So praise God for that.
Amen. We're going to prepare for wave two of the testimonies. So before we have that, we'll have a...
And I'm a senior citizen, okay? It's a blessing to be here. I love Ambassador. I was before chapel standing around with some of the college guys here, and I thought, boy, I look cool with this group, you know. Really, I'm thankful for Dr. Comfort inviting me years ago to come on the faculty, and now for Dr. Beal, whom I highly respect as our leader. I just thank the Lord for those men that God put here with the vision they have, and that he's given me the privilege of being a part of that. I love you, and I love our graduates. And it's just a wonderful blessing to be a part of training people for God's service, and I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
My name is Adam Sheedle, and I'm from New Ringgold, Pennsylvania. And I have a lot to be thankful for. I praise the Lord for my family, my mom and my dad, and my pastor back home in Pennsylvania. And I'm just very grateful for the way the Lord has used them to work in my life. If it weren't for them, I don't think I'd be here. And, you know, I told my dad before I came here, I said, Dad, I don't want to make a decision about college at the last minute. So I had enrolled in a college months ahead of time, and it was another college besides this one. But at the last minute, with my dad and my pastor, we talked it over, and we thought, you know what, we don't think that's God's will. And I'm thankful for that, for bringing me here. I think I've learned a lot more. And the temperature is much nicer here than at the other school, and I praise the Lord for that. I like it warm. But, you know, I'm just thankful for all that I've learned. And I'm thankful that God has called me into the ministry, and that in spite of all the things that I do wrong, in spite of all the ways that I fail Him, I'm thankful that God still wants to use me.
Amen.
Hello, Joshua Moll, sophomore youth ministries major from Whitehall, Pennsylvania. I'm just thankful that God gives us so many opportunities where we can grow. And specifically this year was my first semester of Greek, and it definitely helps you discipline yourself in order to be able to get it all done. And as the next few semesters go on, it's going to get harder and harder. And there's just so many opportunities that God has given to help train you, help prepare you. And that was the spiritual aspect. Now, at the beginning of the semester, whenever I came, financially, I shouldn't be here. And during the summer, I had a certain amount of hours and only one job, but I kept on praying that He would give me more hours and a second job. He didn't give me that, but He still wanted me to come. That right there is a show of faith. Since I've been here, I tried to get a job, but that hasn't happened, and He still provided. That's just a great show of faith.
Amen, Brother Camp.
Frank Camp, I live here in Lattimore. I have much to be thankful for. Of course, my salvation, my wife, my kids, grandkids, all those type of things, health. But I think Dr. Charette and I are on the same wavelength today. I want to thank God for Ambassador. God's allowed me to work here now over a third of my life. But I think God brought me here because He knew that I needed Ambassador. I mean, I need the daily preaching. I need the fellowship of what I consider God's choicest servants. But God knew that I needed you students. It's a thrill for me every morning to wake up and enjoy what I do. I heard a newscast just recently that said 65% of all Americans would change jobs if they could. You'd have to blast me out of what I do. I enjoy what I do. Somebody made reference to, I have a simplistic philosophy of life. Serve God and enjoy doing it. And I enjoy it. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Amen. The joy of the Lord's our strength. Gage.
Good morning. My name is Gage Gilbert, and I'm a sophomore missions major from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I just want to thank the Lord that He did not give up on me, that He saw fit to save, as Dr. Child says, a sinner like me. And I want to thank Dr. Childs for his last 2 years now. He continually talks about having open hands to God and keeping that, giving my life to God. And that's been something that the Lord's really worked on in my life, that I might be willing to say, Lord, I might have plans, or this is what I want to do with my life, but no, I want you to take me and use me as you would have to use me. And I want to thank all the faculty here for just investing their life, their time into my life. And I want to thank the Lord that He still does save souls. This couple weeks ago, we were able to have at my home church revival meetings with Dr. Tom Farrell, and we saw 15 come to saving faith, and that the Lord still does work in hearts and lives, and He still wants to use us. So I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Charity Haas from Acme, Pennsylvania, and I'm a sophomore church ministry major. And I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. There goes many days without me thanking God, and sometimes I take it for granted about how God loves us. And if it wasn't for my parents, I may not be saved today. I grew up in a Christian home, and they constantly taught me about God and took me to church. And I want to thank them for that. And also, God has been teaching me to trust Him. In my devotions this morning, I was reading in Philippians 4 that says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And I need to trust God all the time. and whether things go wrong or I have good times, I tend to focus on the negatives, and I want to try and work on focusing on trusting God in everything.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Todd Yule. I'm a junior missions major from Amboy, Illinois, and I too want to thank the Lord for my salvation. It was this month, about 2-3 weeks ago, that I was able to celebrate the Lord having saved me 7 years ago when I was 14. I'm just so thankful for the Lord for doing that and just where He's taken my life from and where He's brought it to now. I'm just very thankful for that. But one thing that I've failed to do this semester that I am very, very thankful for is the guys that I have in my dorm and the privilege I have of serving in the Dean of Students' office as an RA. And I really do believe, I'm sorry, Derek and Drew, I do have the best ARA on campus. It's just hands down. Tim Brubaker has been an amazing help, an amazing benefit to have him in the dorm. He's just a blessing to me. And I know he has been to the guys. And I'm sorry, guys, I also have the best dorm on campus. I've got 10 guys in my dorm, and they are, we have not had one problem. Our personalities, as different as they are, everyone gets along. Everyone, they do what needs to get done. And if something needs to be stepped up, all Tim and I have had to do is say something, and it's done. The guys have just been amazing. It has been my privilege to serve them, and I pray, and I'm thankful, and I hope that we can continue that way.
Good.
My name is Alyssa Hefner. I'm a sophomore music major from Shelby, and I'd like to praise the Lord. The beginning of this semester, I was not really walking closely with the Lord. I would have my devotions, but they just would be kind of surface and not deep in my walk with the Lord. I wasn't really seeking Him and thirsting after Him. And I just praise the Lord that He's changed that so much and done so much through His Word, even through the times that I wasn't truly seeking Him with all of my heart. And He's really teaching me how sweet it is to walk with Him and the peace that He gives and joy. And I just want to praise Him for that.
Amen. Good.
Josiah Tuttle, former MK from Cusco, Peru. It's been about 9 to 10 years since Lord brought us from Peru when my mother had a stroke. And recently I've been reflecting on then and what's happened since. And there's three specific praises I'd like to praise the Lord about. First of all is the Lord's guidance through that time between when Mom first had the stroke and when the Lord brought us to Independent Bible Church in Iowa. That time was a time when we really didn't know what we were doing, and the Lord guided us through that. It was amazing that the Lord provided. Every day we never starved, didn't go hungry. And then the second thing is praise, see how much my mom's recovered since then. She has no mental issues from it, the stroke. And she still has some fibromyalgia, but she has recovered to a point where she can go up and down stairs every day in order to homeschool my 9-year-old brother, Thaddeus, who is a ball of energy. The third praise is that I was online yesterday and I ran across a page of the Baptist and Missions Cusco team and seeing who's there, who isn't there, who's some of the new faces there. It's just a praise to see that the Lord is still working in Cusco, Peru, even without us there.
Amen. Good.
Drew Pelletier, old guy missions major. I have several things I want to thank the Lord for today, but if I were to thank Him for all that He's done for me, I'd be preaching a couple of messages and you'd kick me out. I want to thank God first off for my job. I prayed for quite a while that God would provide this specific job for me, and He did give that to me. Last night I had to keep reminding myself of that because it was a rough night, but as I thought about it, I need to praise God for my job all the time, even when it's good and when it's bad, and I want to thank Him for that. I also want to thank God for the faculty here and my family as well. You all have had much patience with me throughout the years, and it's taken a little while to grow up sometimes, but I want to thank God for you. And thank you for all that you've done for me and teaching me to be who I am today.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Taylor. I'm a missions major senior from Johnson, Rhode Island. And I just want to praise the Lord for a couple things. First of all, for my salvation, I got saved at 23, which is a lot older than most of you. And then for the Lord bringing me here when I was 25, just for 1 year, but that changed, obviously. And I want to praise the Lord for his provision financially for the last 3.5 years. I shouldn't have been here past my first year, so I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord that my sister can be here, even though we're 9 years apart. That doesn't happen usually. And I also want to praise the Lord that I get to marry my Henry in May, and thankful that everyone can come up to Rhode Island to be a part of that, so I'm thankful for that too.
Good morning. I'm Kim Conley. I'm still considering this my freshman year. I'm praising God for he's worked so much in my life in the past year, just through many events. My mom passed away a year ago today, and God has just worked in my life. I lost my job a month after that up in Ohio, and from the moment that Dr. Beal stepped in the parking lot of Troy Baptist Temple, my life started changing more as I, that's when I got my job to come down here to Ambassador. And as Garrett said before, yes, I come home and tell him how busy I am, but it's so different than when I had a secular job. When I came home and said I was busy, there wasn't a big smile on my face and I wasn't praising God for it. I praise God for having the opportunity to minister and just for all of you college students, you just, you bring so much to my life. I feel like I have a zillion kids, and I just love you guys so much. And I've made so many good friends with the staff and faculty, and I praise God for that. And I love all you guys.
Amen. You're a real answer to prayer by being here.
I'm Jill Howard. I'm from Maine. I'm a one-year Bible. I have a billion things that I could thank the Lord for today. I just want to specifically mention Ambassador and the power of prayer. When I was 11, I came here for Camp Barnabas, and I called upon the Lord to save me, and he did. And 6 years later, I was here again and asked the Lord to just take over my life, and I surrendered my life. He heard me and took over, and that's why I'm here today. I'm thankful for Mr. Kahiwat for calling me every night to pray with me. It keeps me accountable, and I just thank you for the leadership role that you've taken in my life. And I'm thankful for my job. I prayed for a job that, you know, I could have fun, and I got a job at Chick-fil-A, so thank you. But I get to work with very godly people. I get to work with Jordan and Brandon and Joe Delp, and actually, last night was amazing. We were driving home, and we were all singing a song. I don't really remember what song it was, but we were all just sharing, like, testimonies, like, oh, I just want to do this, and I want to do this, and I said, I really just want to serve the Lord, and I was just, like, shouting, and I shout a lot, so, but Joe Delp was in the back seat. He goes, okay, let's just pray, and so we just, on the way home, we just all took turns praying, and it was just such a blessing to be in the presence of people who want to serve the Lord. And I just am so thankful for the power of prayer.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Becca Hawes. I'm a senior missions major from Acme, Pennsylvania. And I just want to praise the Lord for his provision. Even before I came to college with my dad being in the ministry, I saw the Lord provide over and over again, even when we didn't have much. But when I came here to college, it became so personal for me. Even after my first payment, I didn't have much money, but each semester I've seen the Lord provide for me, even when it comes down to the very last day when I'm in Mr. Burris's office and I'm just like, I don't have this $100, you know, or $800 or more. But the Lord just provides over and over, and it's just neat to see how when you're faithful and when you're where God wants you to be, he provides for you.
Good morning. I'm Brooke Passarelli from Waterford, Connecticut, and I have a million and a zillion things and so many things to praise God for today. But most importantly, I'd like to thank him just specifically for my pastor here, Pastor James Hollinsworth and his wife, just for them consistently bringing God's word. And after every service, I feel like there's so many things that I need to work on, so many things that I am so inadequate at, and his messages are just so full of the Bible, and he puts in so many hours of studying, and I'm also thankful for his wife and just her sweet, joyful spirit, even when we selfish sheep, you know, maybe take advantage of them or are lazy or we don't get what they're trying to teach us, but she just is so kind and loving, and I've just learned so much from her about serving other people and, you know, having a good attitude even when they are sheep and when they don't listen, when they are rude and selfish, and I'm just thankful for them.
Good morning. My name is Ashley Miller. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I am a second semester sophomore missions major. And I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. This semester, I have learned so much through classes, outside of classes, devotions, reading, like required reading for the Bible in Major Prophets. And just so much that I've learned this semester, not only about myself, but my God. And I'm so thankful for all the character traits that he has. And as vast as God is, you know, there's so many ways he demonstrates his character in my life every day. And it's amazing when I see him provide, answer prayer, and the list goes on of how he's been working in my heart this semester. And as a girl, you know, I can be very up and down and anxious and worrisome and angry and all these emotions we express as girls. And I have to remember that, I can trust God with his will, his time, his love, his character, everything that he is, I can trust him with. And in Isaiah, as I've been reading in Major Prophets, one of the verses that has stuck out to me for this semester what is in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 7, referring to the Israelites. It says, their strength is to sit still. And as the Israelites went through different people attacking their nation, they continue to try to go down to Egypt for help. And how many times have I done that when I'm in a strait betwixt two or three or whatever? when I'm in a problem, how many times I trust in my flesh and trust in my own knowledge to get me through my problems? And it's just a constant reminder that whatever I'm going through, in the ups and downs, the emotions, the anxiety, the fear of the unknown, I can always trust God and his character and sit still and find strength in stillness and knowing my God is good. So.
Amen. You know, fellas, she said something very significant about women being emotional. I have lived in a girl's dormitory for many years, and never ask a female why she's crying. Never. She doesn't have to have a reason. So, all right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Amanda Palmer. I'm a sophomore church ministries major from Johnston, Rhode Island. And Sarah kind of stole my testimony a little bit, but I am really thankful that I was able to come to college here, and I'm thankful for my salvation, but mostly I'm thankful for the fact that my sister is here. When I came, I didn't want to be here, and I had a bad attitude, and it lasted pretty much all year. And Sarah just kind of gave me the look, and she's been a mother figure in my life because she is 9 years older than me. And she would just look at me and tell me when I'm being really dumb or, you know, crying for no reason. And I'm pretty sure I've been the thorn in her side, but I'm really thankful for the time that God's allowed her to be here with me. But mainly, I want to praise the Lord today for my parents. My mom came down last semester, and a lot of you guys got to meet her and talk to her and realize that I'm a mini her, but you guys didn't have the privilege of meeting my father. My father is my hero in my life, and I'm not going to cry, I swear, but my dad travels for a living, so when I was growing up, I don't really remember him ever having a desk job. Like, I know he did at one point, but pretty much my whole life when he was traveling, it was fly out Monday morning, come home Friday night, be stressed out, go food shopping, go to church. Well, not go to church. We didn't grow up in the same family, but, you know, get stressed out and then have Sunday off and then he's off again. And I didn't really get to know my dad very much until I got older and actually took the time to.
And just seeing how much he sacrificed to provide for me, I didn't realize how much of a privilege it was to have such a godly father, even though I grew up in an unsaved home. And then, of course, you know, we started going to church, and I got saved, and my parents got right with God, and it's just been such a humongous blessing, and I appreciate my father more, so much more, since I left home, and I just want to be an encouragement to all the love your daddies, because I love mine.
Good morning, I'm Thomas Worley. I'm a sophomore music major from Eagle Rock, Virginia, and this morning I want to thank the Lord for trials, the different trials that I went through the year before I came here, and then while I was here last year, and then so far this year as well. It's incredible to see how the Lord works in your life when you're submissive to Him and to the trials that He puts you through. So I just want to thank the Lord for trials this morning.
All right. I have several things to thank for. By the way, my name is Michael Dietrich. I'm a senior missions major from Canton, Missouri. I've had so many years, it's getting hard to find which one. Anyway, I want to thank the Lord for my church, Carson Memorial Baptist Church, and especially my pastor, Chris Wilson, and how he's been such a blessing to me. Now he's given me opportunities to serve, in spite how I have no idea what I'm doing with the choir, with song leading. But anyway, and just how the Lord has worked in Carson Memorial Baptist Church the past year, and how he's grown it, and just been a blessing there. Also, I want to thank the Lord for my dorm guys. Sometimes you guys might not think it, but you guys are actually a real blessing to me. And Todd, I'm sorry, but I have the fun dorm. So, anyway. And then also I want to thank the Lord for all around a very wonderful year, many milestones. I started out the year January 3rd. I started dating. Then, of course, graduation came around May 16th. I boarded a flight to the Solomon Islands to do my survey trip. June 2nd, I boarded another flight after I got back from the Solomon Islands to go on a six-week internship to Mexico, and I met Kenny Hafner at an airport, and I spent 6 weeks with Kenny Hafner. No, it was a real blessing in what he said and how the Lord confirmed his call to Mexico. I got a front row seat in that, and that was a blessing just to see that happen. And then also, during this whole year going around, pastors started calling me with meetings. And anyway, I was able to have my first several meetings. And then just last week, I also forgot one other thing. August 3rd, I proposed, and yes, she did say yes. And then just a week ago, I had a text from a friend of mine, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know that our church is taking you on for support. And so, anyway, the Lord has provided my first church. So.
Amen. Let's put this on hold, and we'll have a special number, and then you folks can come on.
Hello. I'm Abigail Champlin. I'm a freshman graduate of theology major from Suriname, South America. I'd like to praise the Lord for a great first semester here. Everybody's been amazing. I want to praise the Lord for my brother Caleb. He's done so much for me since I got here. I know he's not in here right now, and I wasn't supposed to be either, but Mr. Dallas kicked some of us out. So I'll be back in the kitchen in a little bit, but I am here for right now. So I want to praise the Lord for Caleb. He's just been a huge blessing. Some of you know he threw a birthday party for me and everything to go on top of everything else he's already done for me. I want to praise the Lord for Todd. He's been a huge blessing to me, too. He's been like a brother to me. And also for some of the girls in my dorm, like Charity and Paige and other girls who've just been an encouragement. Some people know my family's been going through a lot recently, and I've had a lot of girls in my dorm who've been very supportive. Right now, I actually don't know what's going on, but my mom went to the doctor yesterday, so hopefully I'll get a reply. Actually, Tuesday. I'll get a reply today. Hopefully I'll know something about what happened. Anyway, I want to praise the Lord for a great semester. I also want to praise the Lord for all the faculty. They've been a huge blessing to me. You've been a blessing to me. Dr. Childs, he calls me Abby and checks on me almost every day. So everybody's just been a huge blessing to me. I praise the Lord for a good semester.
Amen. Sarah?
Good morning. My name is Sarah Murray. I'm a senior missions major from Hinesville, Georgia. And I'm going to praise the Lord for bringing me here to Ambassador. And even though I am looking forward to graduation, which is, in case any of you didn't know, 155 days away, I am so thankful the Lord brought me here, and I don't regret making the decision to come here and then the decision to come back. And then
I never thought I would have said this all my years here, but I'm really thankful for homework and the assignments that teachers have given and how they've impacted me in so many ways. And this semester, I've been writing a couple papers dealing with the subject of victory in the Christian life and victory over sin. It's just brought me into this intense study and just, yeah, I've been looking at all these different books and commentaries, but most answers and the most I've been able to find, it's been in the Word of God. And just this study, and especially in Romans 6, 7, 8, and just seeing how, because I'm in Christ, because I'm His, I have victory right there at my disposal. And Lord, it's just, He's used that to teach me, and that's not the first time God's used the paper to influence my life in such a way. And I thank the Lord for how, since I've been here, He's just stretched me in so many ways. And He's, you know, He's really taught me just to trust Him, and He's really shown His faithfulness to me. And I just praise the Lord for how He's worked in my life since I've been here. And I praise the Lord that I know I still have a long way to grow, but I praise the Lord that I'm not the same person I came here when I was a freshman.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Robertson, a freshman music major from Beech Grove, Tennessee. And I just want to thank the Lord for just being with me every step of the way. During your freshman year, you go through a lot of stuff. You have to find a job. You work through finances, crash your car in the interstate, all kinds of great stuff. But I just want to thank God for just bringing people in my life every step of the way. He brought students and faculty into my life that helped me in ways that I could have never made it myself. And like the men's group was singing today, step by step, I'll walk with Jesus. And I just think that He's my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
My name is Susan Elliott, and I'm not a student, but my husband is. He's a senior, and we have two daughters that are students. And I want to thank God for how perfect He puts everything into place. All of the special music today, the men's special and the staff special, if the little as much, and even in the twinkling of an eye, I wasn't going to come up here because I'm just a wife, but I am a servant to the Lord, and I thank Him for my salvation. I thank Him for all the little things and for showing me how little I am, but how much He can do when I'm willing to be used by Him. And I get the privilege of being a stay-home mom and an employee. And at first, I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay working where I was because I was away from home. But the Lord, every single time I start to second guess whether I'm really where I'm supposed to be, outside of the home, the 20-plus hours that I am a week, He brings someone to me that I get to witness to, and then I don't have to bring up God. They bring it to me. And there's one particular young woman that I work with pretty regularly that I was told when I very first started all the way back in March, don't ever say a word to her about God because she will just shut you down. And I praise the Lord that I have been able to witness to her over and over again, and every single time, if we generally now only get to work together about once a week, but when He brings us together, she gets so excited, and she says, I need my hug, and I just need to know what God's done for you this week. And through all the trials and all the things, I want to thank God for bringing us as a family, my husband and myself and our children, to Ambassador. Sometimes we get frustrated at some of the things that we may not agree with, and we wonder why, you know, why, God, are you allowing this? But every single time He has proven that it's to teach us, to grow us, and to draw us closer to Him. And through every trial, He has proven who He is. And I just want to thank God for the growth that He has given to me personally here at this college. Dr. Beal, Pastor Camp, just the little things that just were very surprising to me that they could be a praise. And I just want to publicly thank God for Him and what He has done.
All right, Josh.
Hello, my name is Josh Rodriguez. I'm a sophomore missions major. I want to thank God for my family. My dad just, it's been a process of a few months, but my dad recently announced that he's going to take my family and they're going to be the missionaries to Bolivia. But that has put a little bit of strain on me financially. I thank God for that, but I kind of woke up this morning a little worried, honestly. And I was just going through, and I was like, I forgot to read my Bible, so I'm going to go read my Bible. So I went to read my Bible, and today my daily reading was 1 Peter. I was in 1 Peter 1 through 2, and trials being more precious than gold, you know. And then Pastor Camp got up and spoke on the psalm he read, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And I just want to thank God for his word and how it can comfort us through hard times and supply us through easy times too.
Hi, my name is Katie Villanova, and I'm from the wonderful state of Iowa, and I am a freshman elementary education major, and I really have a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the beautiful weather that we've been having, and I'm thankful that God is good even when I don't deserve it. I worry a lot, and I'm thankful that he always provides. When I came down here, I was worried about finances and how I was going to find a job. Well, the Friday that we were supposed to be here, I was going to leave a little bit early and put in all the applications in town that I possibly could. Well, we ended up leaving a little bit later than we planned, and I only got to put in one application, and that was at the Chick-fil-A in Shelby in front of Walmart. And so I was a little bit disappointed. I was like, well, the next day I'll go out and put in some more. Well, the next day, I guess I didn't get to put in anymore. But I had a phone call. And actually, I had two missed calls on my phone. And I was like, well, that's weird. It's probably just a telemarketer. And my mom was like, no, better call him back just in case. And so I called him back, and it was the manager at the Chick-fil-A in Shelby in front of Walmart. And so he was like, hey, can you come in for an interview today at 3 o'clock? And I said, sure, of course I can. And so I went in, and it went all right. And I was like, okay, that was good. And a couple hours later, I was sitting in, I was in my dorm room, and I was helping my roommate put a shelf together, and I got a phone call, and he was like, do you want the job? And I said, yeah. And he was like, well, we decided to hire you. And I was like, I probably should have gotten demerits right then and there, because I kind of did a happy dance. But, but anyways, so I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for the way that God always provides, even, like I said, even though I don't deserve it, and even though I worry, and that he's always so good to me.
Amen. Rebecca.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Grisso. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I just senior missions major, and I just like to thank the Lord for giving me strength to be here in college, and there were times when I wasn't sure if I was going to get to come back, and God just worked it out so much, and I just thank the faculty and staff for pouring their lives into me. I think of particularly Pastor Jay. I don't know how many times I've gone to his office. And also for Mrs. Elliott, she's just been a great blessing as well. So I'd just like to thank the Lord for helping me.
Amen. Rachel.
I'm Rachel Weese from Ramstein, Germany, and I just thank the Lord for saving me at a young age and for my godly heritage that he's given me. I'm very thankful for my parents. My mother led me to the Lord when I was very young, 4 years old, and my mom's with the Lord now. But I just thank the Lord so much for their testimony to me and their faithfulness through the good times and through the trials, and even coming to college. I never really wanted to go to college, but my mom always wanted me to go for 1 year, and the youngest, and my siblings are a lot older than me, and so I was at home for by myself for many years. And usually a parent wanna keep you home, or like, oh honey, you have to go to school. My mom was like, go to school. I want you to learn and to grow. And so I just thank the Lord that they made it easy for me to come to school, and they were supporting. So I'm just thankful for that.
Virgil.
My name's Virgil Rockte, and I'm a senior missions major from Kirkhoven, Minnesota. I wanna thank the Lord for this school, first of all, for the faculty here and how real they are just here and at home. They're the same. I thank God for the foundation of Ambassador laid on God's word, and how I've been able to learn these 4.5 years that I've been here. And one more thing, I'm thankful for my fiance, Cynthia Rose, and that I'll get to see her pretty soon. So.
All right. Tim.
My name is Tim Macon. I'm a senior evangelist major from Corbett, Oregon. I want to praise the Lord for just little things in my life that he's been teaching me, or really big things. Lord, it's taught me a lot this past semester, really this past year, a lot about prayer and spending time with the Lord. Shortly after we were married, my wife and I, we compiled a praise journal for answers to prayer or special blessings. A lot that I have written in here is something I didn't pray for, but the Lord provided. Like when my daughter was born, providing diapers from everywhere, providing gifts from people, maternity clothes for my wife before my daughter was born, bunches of things like that, things we did pray for, getting to the hospital when my wife's water broke. And that was a unique story, and I told you about that. Just different things the Lord has done. Spending time with my daddy in heaven in prayer each morning. It's been very, very special. Also, things I've written down is this past semester or since summer, by God's grace and through our church and the ministry at Emmanuel Baptist Church, been able to see 11 children come to know Christ as their Savior. We've been able to see a mistake at the doctor's office, which meant that they owed us $1,400 in credit. Things like that has happened to us, and I praise the Lord we're able to write things like that down and look back at it and say God has provided for us. God has and is leading us in a life of faith, preparing us for the future. I'm thankful for the classes I have now and friends, Bill Dillon, other faculty and staff that's just helped and been an encouragement to me. So I just want to praise the Lord for prayer and for you all here.
Hello, my name is Dominic DeGuzman, and I'm a freshmore youth ministries major from Alexandria, Virginia. But I just want to thank the Lord for this semester especially. You know, this semester has probably been the most life-changing semester in my entire life. And when I first came here to Ambassador, I did not want to be here. I wanted to get over with the semester and get out of here because to be honest, when I first got here, y'all drove me crazy. But but it's now the other way around. But but you know, the Lord's been really showing me this like one verse in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And you know, all things have worked out for good. You know, being here, I've learned so much. I want to thank God for all my teachers, you know, about all the Bible instruction that I've had. And I also want to thank certain faculty members. I want to thank mostly Mr. Kahiwat for all his gut checks in my life when I really do need them. And always, you know, texting me, he's like, hey, Dom, or how you doing? Or, hey, Dom, have you read the handbook? And I also want to thank Dr. Childs for his lesson on just, you know, having your hands open and just whatever the Lord wants you to do, just have your hands open. And I also want to thank my teachers for, you know, bearing with me. I should be dead from them right now. But I also want to thank my ARA, Derek, and my RA, Billy. We have the best dorm, by the way, for, you know, being always available for me when I need someone to talk to. I know I've gone to Derek and I've gone to Billy multiple times and just asked them for, you know, guidance and their counsel. And I'm just so glad that, you know, they just put everything aside and they just talk to me. I also want to, you know, thank the teachers for being so accessible. I know that, you know, it's not very often that you see a president of a college playing basketball with a bunch of guys. It's just, it means a lot. And, you know, I want to thank God for all the friends that I have made here and, you know, how I can go up to them and talk about spiritual things. And, you know, last year I struggled with that, you know, trying to find friends that, you know, wanted to talk about spiritual things, you know, and it's really hard to grow in a spiritual life when you are around guys that, you know, all they talk about is careers. They talk about girls and all the time. And it's just nothing spiritual. And it, you know, just being able to go up to a guy here and, you know, it's like, and then they ask you, hey, how are your devotions going? Or, hey, what is the Lord teaching you? And that, you know, it helps me stay accountable. I mean, for example, I go into David Albee's room pretty much every day. And I've learned what a dispensational biblicist is. But things like that, you know, I can go into a dorm room and, you know, we can have a spiritual conversation rather than, and not, you know, regret it. And then just God's just been so, so good in my life, and he's taught me so much, and he's showed me so much through his word, and I just want to thank the Lord for Ambassador.
Amen. Ethan?
Ethan Slepidus, first semester freshman, pastoral major. I just want to thank the Lord for what he's done in my life this past semester. As others have said before me, this has really been one of the most poignant times in my life God has worked. I've never really seen God work in my life as much as he has in the past 4 months. I'll be transparent with you all and say that when I got here, I was the typical northerner. I was proud. I thought I was, you know, everything I could reach spiritually, and that all I need to do is come here and learn a few more facts about the Bible and go out and be a successful pastor. And yeah, I don't need to go any further with that. You know me. no, but God has really showed me the importance of relying on him for strength every day, and just the importance of having a daily walk with him. And all the factual knowledge about the Bible, you know, that one can get is great. But if it's not backed by the power of God and a personal relationship with the Lord every single day, it's worthless. And I just want to praise the Lord for, and there's so many other things I could go into, but I don't want to take up an hour. But I just praise the Lord for all the teachers, for the Dean of Students Office, for everyone, my RA and my ARA. Who have left many colorful notes in my room. again, pride check. But I just praise the Lord for each one of you and the parts you all have had in my life. And I look forward to see how God works in the future.
Amen. Jordan?
Good morning. I'm Jordan Hefner from Shelby, Second Man Youth Ministries major, and I just want to send out some to all you dorm guys here. I have the best dorm because it's called home. Enlighten you there. And getting a bunch of evil glares now. But anyway, I just want to praise the Lord for a few of the many things that we all could praise the Lord for, but just for individuals that he puts in our lives at just the times that we need them and to teach us lessons. And I am talking about my girlfriend, Brooke Stockton. And then I also want to praise the Lord for Greek class. Yes, I'm one of the weird ones that enjoys it. But I do praise the Lord for what he's teaching me in Greek. Though it's very basic, it's elementary, there's still lessons that the Lord can bring to our mind. This morning, we were trying to wrap our minds around the aorist tense. And that's talking about a past point of time. And to me, that's much harder than everything else to grasp my mind around right now. And as Pastor Camp was holding his arms up like this, talking about, you know, here's the beginning of the action, the end of the action, and this is the whole action right here. You know, I was just thinking, you know, the Lord knows everything about what happened in the past. He knows everything about that aorist tense, that point in time when I was born. You know, God knew, God saw me in the womb when I was conceived. God knew everything about me. And then I think of the present. God knows who I am. He knows my frailties, my failings, and the ways that I often stray from him. And yet he still loves me. And then I think of the future and the fact that, you know, he knows what's ahead for me. He's got a plan for me, and he's got an expected end, and that I can trust in him no matter what may come right now, because he knows what's ahead. So I just praise the Lord for his word.
Amen. Tim?
Good morning. My name is Timothy Conley. I'm from Lattimore. I used to be from Maine. I'd like to thank the Lord, first of all, for salvation. And kind of cut it short here. There's a lot to be thankful for. I try not to take up all the time. But one thing I'm thankful for, if you told me a year ago if I was getting married, I'd say you're crazy. But God has been so good to me in providing in so many ways and changing my life and who he wants me to be and preparing me for marriage. And I thank the Lord for my wife, Liana. And for her willingness to take up a part-time job. She, as you know, you've been praying for, she got a job with the Cleveland County EMS. Started yesterday. She works 12-hour shifts, 2-3 days a week. So it's a pretty heavy load on her, but I thank for her willingness in doing that. And how she encourages me in the Lord, and as my wife, and wanting to pursue the things of God and to have a consistent devotional life and prayer life and to be more outgoing and reaching and be a blessing testimony to others. And also, thank the Lord for the men I work with, Brother Tran and Mr. Christensen and Pastor Moore. Now, how they've been encouraged me in the Lord, and just the opportunity to work here in the college and part of the maintenance. As you know, I'm the one that goes around and changes the lights. the little bit of pictures here and there and doing what I can. But for that opportunity to work under some godly men and with some godly men, how they encouraged me is truly a blessing. And I have to work in a secular job, and just the downgrading that can be of that, just how the Lord's provided in so many ways, just like thinking from that. And also think from my family, how they've been a blessing to me and Liana's family, my in-laws, and their, how they've been a blessing to me, and just the opportunity to serve the Lord and the joy of it that comes from it. Thank you.
Amen. Gloria?
Gloria Clark, a senior missions major. This is my last semester, so it's bittersweet. I wasn't supposed to cry. Sorry. Okay, I wrote down some things that I'm thankful for so I wouldn't forget. First of all, I'm thankful for God that He saved me at a young age, and that He had mercy on me in letting me grow up in a Christian home. My mom, she was saved out of a horrible life of sin, and growing up, you know, hearing her testimony, when I meet people now at work that, you know, their lives are destroyed by sin, I don't look at them through, you know, judgmental eyes. I think, that was my mom, you know, and God saved her so I can share the gospel, because Jesus Christ changes lives, and He changed mine. I'd like to thank God for the teachers here. All of you have had an impact on my life personally. Just a few highlights. Pastor Jay, you know, giving me a greater desire for missions and to reach the world with the gospel. Pastor Camp teaching me that it's a choice of your will to serve God, to obey God. And Dr. Childs teaching me open hands, you know, just to be surrendered to whatever God has for you. And for the music faculty and staff, you've invested, you know, hours into my life music-wise, but also your example as a Christian, you know, your testimony of what it is to be Christ-like. And then finally, I'd like to thank all of you students. You know, you're my friends, and I thank you for the encouragement you've been to me, for the rebuke at times and the challenge you've been personally to me. And I'd like to close with this verse. I have been thinking about this for a couple of weeks. It's in Philippians, chapter 1 and verse 10. It says that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. That's my prayer for all of you.
Amen. Rachel.
I'm Rachel Shoemaker. I work in the business office here on staff, and I just want to praise the Lord for where He's brought me in the past year. A year ago, last May, I went home, graduated from here, and I praise the Lord for that. And I said, okay, now what? And the Lord gave me an entire, from May till December, of not knowing what to do. Some of you know some of the circumstances I was going through of being homeless. And I praise the Lord for my church taking me in and being able to stay in different places. The last place I stayed, though, the Lord's just really taught me a lot through that. I stayed in this garage above their garage in this area, and it was just cold to sleep and different things. And so many nights, it was kind of like, you know, what's going on? And they went through a rough time, and God had me there to encourage them and help them through. They had lost their little baby boy Judah, but I want to praise the Lord today. Rachel, a little baby girl, was born on the day that Judah died. It just blows my mind how good God is. But a couple weeks after the funeral, I got a call from Mr. Burris, and just talking to him about coming to work here. And I just praise the Lord for bringing me back down here and just the things that He's taught me. And I've grown so much even since coming back on staff. So, and I'm thankful for each one of you students, and you guys are a big blessing to me. And thanks for letting me be a part of your life.
Amen. Brooke?
Good morning. I'm Brooke Stockton. I'm from Pennsylvania. Just wanted to read Psalm 113, verse 3. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And I could really praise God sun up to sun down. But I wanted to thank God for the very good friends that He's put in my life. I am very thankful for my roommate, Allie. She's taught me to be a sweet encourager, and thankful for Jordan. He's taught me to seek the Lord in every aspect of my life. And I'm very, very thankful for Ed and Christy McMenamin. Ed has spent at least a couple of $1,000 on me just in buying food for me. I don't eat that much, but he
has really taught me what it is to be a giver, and he never expects anything in return. And even when I offer to give him a few dollars, he tells me to put it away and tells me that I would be robbing him of a blessing. And I'm just very thankful for that and thankful for the lessons that all my teachers have taught me, and my RA, Jennifer, she's been wonderful, and Laura Dillon was very influential in my life my freshman year. Praise the Lord for them.
Amen. These ladies that bring their Bibles for testimonies make me nervous, especially when they have sermon outlines like Gloria had. So I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to ask those of you that are standing up here, just absorb into the front two rows. Let's all stand together. Mr. Scoble's going to lead us in a song. And then when he does that, you can be seated and Brother Comfort will come, and we're going to take one last round of testimonies. So I want to encourage you, if you weren't up here and you'd like to give a testimony, this will be your time to come at the end of this song when we're seated. All right. So, Mr. Scoble, if you'd come.
Snowing and ice. An answer to prayer. Thank you for nothing.
All right, well, right on cue, my name is Dustin Duke, and I'm from Florida, and so praise the Lord for the snow. I want to praise the Lord today for two things, and the first is just the Bible. And I've had the privilege to sit in a class or a bunch of classes with Dr. Spencer this semester. He's had his fill of me, I think, and maybe I've had my fill of him too, but it just became so evident that we wouldn't know anything about God or about salvation apart from the Bible. And I don't really know why maybe that hadn't hit me before, but it really hit me hard this semester and just gave me a new appreciation for the Word of God. And the fact that without it, I mean, boy, we'd be lost. And so I just appreciate the Bible, that he not only saw fit to inspire it, but that he's preserved it for us and that we have it today. And then the second thing is for my wife. And, you know, it was January of 2002 when I proposed to my wife. I had just graduated from NC State as a structural engineer, and proposed to her, and then moved off to work. And it was a requirement by her parents that I had to have, you know, substantial employment prior to proposing to her. And so basically what I'm trying to say is when I asked my wife to marry her, it was under the premise of a different life than we're living now. And she said yes, of course, and then we've been happily married and still are. But I'm praising the Lord for my wife today because she was willing to follow my lead to come here and to do something absolutely different. And probably the biggest understatement I've ever heard from up here behind the microphone was made by Miss Elliott a minute ago. She said, "I'm just a wife." And wow, that's an understatement. If you could only know what a wife does when she supports her husband in his following the Lord. And so I just want to praise the Lord for my wife today. And I wouldn't be here without her. And I just praise the Lord for my wife.
You cannot be effective in the ministry if you don't have a good wife. That's wonderful testimony.
Hello, my name is Ruth Cuthbertson. I'm from Cote d'Ivoire. I'd like to praise God today for his the way that he takes care of us and guides us. I praise God for the good examples in life, but the thing is, people fail, and I've seen recently sin destroy lives that I used to look up to. And so if I were holding on to that, if I were holding on to people as my example, I would fall as well because my examples have fallen. So I'm just very thankful for God and the way that he leads us and that he gives us strength and that he gives me the ability to keep going even though people may fail me. Thank you.
My name is Phil Dillon. I'm a senior pastoral major from Mooresboro, North Carolina. I'd just like to thank the Lord for his goodness. I had a great summer. I started the summer off by going to Israel with my dad, and I learned so much about the nation of Israel. And I'm just so thankful for my dad, who ever since I was very little and he was busy pastoring, he always took the time to spend time with me. I think that is a great key in a family for sure. And I'd also like to thank the privilege for going to Pastor Dietrich's church for the summer and doing my internship. I learned so much about ministry and, more importantly, just about God. and how we can still serve God in ministry and how He can still be our priority, even though we can be very, very busy. And I'd also like to thank the Lord for just His working. I came back this semester just thinking, you know, I'd finished out my senior year, and I was playing soccer on the field, and I partially tore my LCL, so that was something different and new. But I'm thankful for the Lord, how He just helped me through that, to get through that. And praise the Lord, I didn't have to have surgery. And I just like to say, I do have the best ARA, because He is a great nurse, and He's helped me so much with a lot of my different responsibilities. He's just been a great blessing and great friend. Thank you.
My name is Seth Cuthbertson. I'm a freshman, and I grew up in West Africa, Ivory Coast, where my sisters grew up too. I want to thank God for His faithfulness, for saving me and keeping me, and also for teaching me dependence more this semester. I also want to thank God for my mom and my dad. My dad, I'm thankful for his wisdom and that I can talk to him. I'm not like, I can actually talk to my dad, and also my mom, her desire to witness. And I'm thankful for them.
I'm Daniel Forrester, and I'm a freshman 1-year Bible from Iowa. And I just want to thank the Lord for several things. First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord for just how He's shown me throughout the semester that, I mean, the more you grow, the more you see that you need to continue growing. And I just thank the Lord for showing me the areas in my life that I need to grow. And I'd like to thank the Lord for helping me whenever I've been discouraged this semester. I know one instance, it was in August, and I've been having a really bad day. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, God, I really need some encouragement right now. And a couple minutes later, Doc came around the corner, and he started talking to me. And at the end, he's like, I'm really glad you're here. And it struck me that God just answered my prayer, and it's just been cool to see how God's been doing that all semester. And I'd really also like to thank the Lord for my church. He gave me a great church and a really wonderful pastor at Manna. And it was really cool how just my pastor doesn't normally come to the family picnic, but he came this year, and I was able to meet him and talk to him. And he invited me to come down and visit his church, and I did that, and it's just been a real help and encouragement to me since then, and just like to thank the Lord for all His goodness.
My name is Stephen Ratchford, and I could praise the Lord for a lot, but there's a couple things I just want to praise the Lord for, and the first is bringing me here to Ambassador. Honestly, when I was in high school, I told my youth pastor, Pastor Turner, I said, I'm never going to college. And he said, you should pray about spending 1 year at Bible college. And I said, oh, I'll pray about it, you know. And I just kind of left it at that, hoping he would get off of my back. And then somehow I got a hold of a college catalog. I don't know when it was done, but it was called For Such a Time as This. And I looked at the cover of it, and I thought about how this world is headed for a Christless eternity. And I thought about how I needed to be better equipped. And I thought about that story in the Bible, For Such a Time as This. And I thought, God, are you really saying you want me to give up what I'm doing here in Dunbar, Pennsylvania, to go way off to some place I'm not very familiar with and spend my 4 years or however long it would be to do a curriculum? And I got to my senior year, and I had remembered that promise to my youth pastor that I would pray about it. And now that I was getting to my senior year, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm like, man, I'm fixing to graduate here. What am I going to do with my life? And then God just clearly directed me down here. And through coming down here, God has humbled me so much. I can't really go into all the details about that, but I do thank God for this place, because I'm not totally over pride, but God has used this place to humble me in so many ways. And the second thing is, I just want to praise the Lord for Calvary. And when we think about it, it should humble us. And I was reading in my devotion this morning about verses 6 and 7 in Psalm 26. It says, I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of thy wondrous works. And when our heart's right with God, we're able to rightly praise God. And just a couple of days ago in evangelistic preaching, we were reflecting on Calvary. And I honestly thought, I'm very thankful for Calvary. But Dr. Beal, I hope you'll keep on doing that to every evangelistic class in the future. Because through that, just reflecting on it, thinking how surface my thinking of Calvary has been, and how much deeper you can go with that. Man, it's amazing. And when you get a hold of Calvary, man, it should cause your heart to be thankful.
Hi, I'm Josh Kihiwat. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, although I've lived here for a year. I would like to praise the Lord that for a couple things. First of all, short-term memory, yes. Short-term memory loss, yes. You can praise the Lord for that. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Like, for instance, I just forgot what my first thing to thank the Lord about was, and that was my salvation. So I praise the Lord for my salvation and short-term memory loss, and in 3 days will be 4 years to the day where I had my accident, and I praise the Lord for that. And there's one more thing. Short-term memory loss.
Morning, my name is Brandy Hadley. I'm from Bonner Bay, and I just want to praise the Lord for His love that I don't deserve. And as you all know, that before I left my home on Bonner Bay, my mom went to be with the Lord. And when I got here, my dad went to be with the Lord on the Friday of our last day of opening revival. And it's hard for me to praise the Lord with that, but I'm really praise the Lord for that. Because He taught me about something that I need to depend on the Lord, because I always depend on my mom and dad. And I'm really praise the Lord for that, because I lost them physically, but I will meet them in spiritually someday. And I praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Brian Howes, and I'm from Cameron, South Carolina, and I'm a sophomore pastoral major. I would like to thank the Lord for... Well, there's many things I could thank the Lord for, especially His work with me in my life. Most of you know me, how I was my freshman year, and some of you mostly regret. You wish you probably didn't know me. But I praise the Lord for the time that He had me sit out of school for a year, because He taught me so much on, especially on how, what the world thinks. I was able to work at Husqvarna Outdoor Products. I was able to work with people who are not saved and do not know the Lord. And it showed me how I need to grow, and how I need to be a testimony to them. I need to be something where they don't see me as they would, as they are, but it's seeing that I am different than who they are. And I'm glad there was one man in particular. His name was Earl. I got to witness him and be able to show him, or try to meet him at my church. He never came, but I do. He was also an encouragement to me, because he helped push me, you know, to keep going with what I was doing when I was working. And number two, I'd like to thank God for my parents. My parents have been there for me my entire life. They've helped me. My mom was the one who led me to the Lord. And I thank the Lord for her, because she has been there. She's helped me. She's been very, very just close to me. I don't know what I would do without my mom. She has been just the number one person in my life. And then there's Derek Banks. He has been somebody who has always been an encouragement to me. And especially this year, having him with my ARA, which I have to say, he is the best ARA out there. Sorry, Tim and Drew. But Derek has been there where if I need to get, you know, I need a ride for church, he's there for me. When I need someone to talk to and just sit down with, Derek is there to talk to me, so I thank the Lord for him.
Morning. My name is Rosario Camulia. I am a senior evangelist major from Rome, New York. And just, you know, I praise the Lord for Drew Hay. He's definitely a lot better than Derek. But a lot of people today have a bazillion or gazillion testimonies that they could give. I know for sure that I have an infinity. And I know for sure. And one day I'll be able to praise the Lord infinity. It's going to be great. But, you know, I was sitting there and I was thinking, well, what can I praise the Lord for? And kind of in my pride, I was like, oh, I don't need to praise the Lord for that. I don't need to praise the Lord for that. But as I was sitting there thinking, I was like, you know, I just praise the Lord for this place. I could probably talk for hours and probably point out every single person in ways some of you don't even know. You've challenged me. You've encouraged me. And I really do love all of you, the students, the teachers. It's amazing to see a place where God can use.
Rebecca.
Hello, I'm Hope Kahiwat. I'm a sophomore missions major from Shelby, North Carolina. And like Joshua said, in 3 days, it will be 4 years since the accident. And for about a week and a half, I've just been reflecting on the awesome adventure that was the accident. But for the last couple days, my mind's just been centered around one particular day, and that was the day of the accident. And specifically that day, it was that my mind's been thinking about the drive from the accident to the hospital. And I just remember thinking during that 40-minute drive, which seemed like 40-hour drive, just my one thought was, Lord, please say my brothers are okay. And, Lord, please tell me that I still have brothers. And I just pray the Lord that 4 years I still have my brothers. The Lord allowed them to remain in my life. And I'm just so thankful for Josh and Caleb. I'm thankful for the privilege of seeing Joshua. He's still alive. He's still with me. He's such an encouragement to my life. And just to see how the Lord's using him. And not to belittle what Joshua went through, but because it was big. But I don't know how many of you know just what Caleb went through. He was 12 when the accident happened, and he remembers all of it. And yet the Lord is still working in his life, and it's such a privilege to watch him grow and watch him, you know, mature into the servant of God that he is. And he is such a servant. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord has allowed my brothers to be in my life today.
Seth Greenlee, youth ministry major from Alum Creek, West Virginia. And I'm just thankful for all the blessings that I received this semester, just all the, not just in the classroom, but just the lessons I've learned outside the classroom, just in the chapel. There's been some great messages that's really encouraged me. So I already heard this morning several times, just Dr. Childs, just him teaching us open hands, and just teaching us just to have our life there and just be willing to do whatever the Lord has for us to do. And I'm also thankful for the friends that I've made in this semester. I can tell they're going to be lifelong friends that when we're in the ministry and we get down or discouraged, we can call or text them, and that they'll be there just to help us. And we, in the mornings, we have been getting together and praying for revival in our country, and it's just been a great encouragement to get up every morning with a few guys there in our dorm and just to pray. And it's just, sometimes you get kind of down with the way it looks like our country's going, but when you get there together and these guys here in college that have the same view and focus and determination that we will have revival once again, it's just a great encouragement to me. And just thank you all.
Nadine Valencia from New Jersey. I'm a sophomore. I just have to say, I am enjoying the aura of this room today. Just the aura. I just love it. It's so lovey-dovey. I would like to praise the Lord for bringing me here. Because I only had 2 weeks to figure out what college I was going to go to. I was homeschooled my whole life. Then I attended a Christian school, and that didn't work out. So I was going to a secular school. But I didn't want to keep doing that and going to college. And so my pastor kept saying, why don't you go to Ambassador? And I was like, yeah, okay. I was a nursing major. I was in nursing school. So I didn't really, in my mind, it's like, what do I need Ambassador for? They don't even have nursing. So he kept pushing it on me, and I wanted to go to another college. But my mom one day just said, I've been praying about it. I don't have peace about it. I want you to go to Ambassador for a year. So I fought it for a little bit, and then I let it go. I said, okay, I'll just go for a year, and then I'll just come back, and I'll do what I want to do. Because I had my whole life planned out. And I came here, not in a rebellious attitude, spirit, but just a spirit, like, okay, I'll just get my year and get it over with. And the Lord, I was going this way, and the Lord said, And he just totally turned me the other way, and I never expected my life to be how it is now. And it was hard for me to give up nursing. I can remember when I surrendered my life to the Lord, August 30th of last year. And I just bawled and cried because I knew that I had to give up nursing, and I was holding on to that. To, I guess, a life of uncertainty, you could say. I didn't know what he was going to, where he was going to put me or what I was going to do. But it was the greatest decision I could ever make. So it's just amazing to see how he called me into the ministry. I didn't ever see my life going that way at all. And it amazes me that how I've sinned and I've messed up in the past, and he still says, yeah, I still want to use you. And that's just amazing to me. And I want to thank the Lord for the faculty and my friends here and my bestest friend, which is Derek. And he's not only my boyfriend, he's my best friend. Like, we can talk, and he's always encouraging me in the Lord, always encouraging me to do what's right. He's never encouraged me to do something that's wrong. And so that's a blessing to have him as a best friend as well. That's it.
Andy Blanton and Dr. Spencer, I am participating in 1 year Bible. I wasn't going to give a testimony, but since I'm going home for Thanksgiving and my mom is cooking the meal and she's watching right now, I think I should. I've got 3 things I'm thankful for that I want to share today. I've got numerous things that I'm thankful for, but first off is my family. I know people say if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be here, which is true, but if it wasn't for her prayer and her persistence in my life for doing the right thing, I wouldn't be here. So I thank her for that. And my dad, just been a great friend, not just a dad, but a friend to me in my life. I'm thankful for the ability that I have a family that's still together, and that all my siblings still serving the Lord, and they're not running away from home. So I'm thankful for that. Now, I don't see eye to eye with my parents, that's for sure, but they still love me and everything, so I appreciate that. The second thing is friends. Coming here to college, I've met some amazing friends, gotten to know some people better, and just y'all know who you are. I won't go through the list of names, but it's been a great year. And then the third thing and final is fellowship with my church. I was going to go to a church around here. I wasn't going to participate or anything, just sit there and just go to church. And Dr. Spencer, after Brother Chambers came, as I'm walking out and all the college kids are there, Dr. Spencer calls me out over everybody. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back and talk to him. And it happened to be that Brother Chambers was from my old church in Charlotte and one a while ago. And I'm so thankful that Dr. Spencer called my name out because I love my church. And they've been a tremendous blessing on my behalf. So thank you.
My name is Tim Brubaker. I'm a junior pastoral major from Hershey, Pennsylvania. And I want to say to all you guys, you should be thankful for your respective RAs and ARAs. We want to serve the Lord together with you. And you should think that your respective RA or ARA in your dorm is the best one. I appreciate each one of them, the lessons I've learned. And I'm thankful for Todd Yule. I love the opportunities I get to pray with him from the very first week. From registration, I got to see a sacrificial heart, servant leadership, and I'm thankful for that. I've learned a lot about leadership from him. I'm thankful for getting to travel in the ensemble. That's a privilege that I don't want to take for granted. Not only have I learned a lot about ministry and about people and serving people in the years ahead in my own ministry, but also just getting to watch the Scovilles, learn from them. Seeing the Lord work through the music and through the preaching of God's word in those tours, I'm thankful for that opportunity. I don't take it lightly. I'm thankful for my parents, my family, thankful that each of them know Christ as their personal Savior. I also thank the Lord for the faculty and staff here. I can think of Greek class. It's increased my love for the Word of God. I can think of homiletics and how that's increased my love for preaching. I can think of Indigenous Church Planning class. The other day, we opened up a map of South Dakota, I believe. And basically, for the whole class period, we planned out about 10 years of ministry. And I can't wait to get out of here and do exactly what we get to envision doing in that class. I encourage you guys to take that class because it is a great help and it's just increased my desire to get out of here. But I'm thankful for the Lord. Also thankful for how he shows his will. When I started dating Janalee, I knew that that was God's will. I had prayed about it. He had made it clear. But as I get to know her better, I see how that he has answered specific prayer. And I'm thankful for prayer, thankful that we can pray and take specific requests to God, and he answers, he hears. I'm thankful for God's perfect will.
Hi, I'm Nathan Ewell, and I'm in the one-year Bible program. I'm from the same place that guy is, and that guy is my brother, and he's also an RA, and I just want to say I'm thankful for Todd and for the encouragement he's been, the friend he's been to me. We don't get to talk a whole lot, but when we do, we normally have some pretty good conversations, and I was really thankful that he's been that encouragement to me when I'm down. And I also want to thank God for my parents and my family. I'm privileged to live in a godly home. And I know that that has a lot to do with where I am right now. And I know there's a time when I wasn't really in the will of God concerning my parents. And I'm really thankful that they stuck with it and they didn't give up on me and they kept encouraging me and called me out when I was doing wrong. And even though I didn't enjoy it then, I'm really thankful for it now. And I also want to thank God for the school, for being here. I've learned so much from Dr. Childs and Brother Spencer and Mr. Kahiwat. I've really learned, they've taught me to not only just be in the Bible, but to love the Bible and to love my God more and to really have a burden for souls more. And I don't know exactly what I'd be doing right now if I wasn't down here, but I know I would probably not be, I know I wouldn't be in the will of God, but I know I also wouldn't be in my Bible, and I wouldn't love God like I do. So I just want to thank God for them, and I want to thank God for all the friends that he's given me and for my church. And I also want to thank God for the trials he brings. I have with my school bill and everything, I have a hard time with that. But Lord's given me a job, and he's given me the ability to work, and I'm really thankful for that. But I also thankful for the people who have applied money in that bill. And the Lord has really showed me how he can provide if we just trust in him. And I know I'm not the only person in here struggling. And so I claimed a verse a couple weeks ago. It's Philippians 4:19. It says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And so everybody, I know there's a lot of you who are struggling with your bill. And so claim that verse, because God will provide.
My name is William Baker, and I'm a sophomore pastoral major, and I'm from Ashburn, Virginia. And this morning, I can look back on the semester so far and see that God has shown me a lot of things about myself. He's taught me a lot of things. And the book that we're reading for Preacher and His Ministry, or Preacher Voice, this semester is called Liberating Ministry from the Success Syndrome. And I'd like to amend that title to describe my semester so far, and that's liberating my life from the success syndrome. This semester has been a lot different. That book tells the story of a man whose life was changing. He had his hope and his joy and everything he trusted, and he had it all wrapped up in the numbers of the people who were going to his church or the programs that his ministry was able to have. And this semester, God has shown me that my life, what I put my trust in, what I put my hope in, it can't be in, how together my life is, how much I think I have myself organized. The amount of hours you get asleep changes, and your grades change, the amount of demerits you get change, your brother comes to college, and you can't put your trust in the way that your life is going. You have to just, develop that relationship with God. The Lord has shown me that my life shouldn't be about the numbers or the grades that I get or the demerits that I don't have. It should be about my relationship with the Lord. And that's the only reason that I should be here, because I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. I want to serve the Lord first and foremost, not to do well in the ministry or to learn more about the Bible. It's just to learn more about God and grow closer to him. So I just praise the Lord for what he's done in my life.
Stephen Edminster from Ogdensburg, Wisconsin, three-year theology, sophomore. I'd just like to praise the Lord, first of all, for my dorm. My situation changed right away at the beginning of the year, and it turned out I was going to be doing something different than I had planned. And I just thank the Lord for Billy and Derek and the openness they show with us and how we can feel like we can come talk to them whenever we feel like it. And also for my roommate, Aldenir DeCastro. Sometimes I feel like school can get hard and it can get frustrating. But then I got to thinking, I mean, I see him studying in there and how much work he puts into it. And he's not only just here studying, he's also got to learn the language. It's a different culture. And all that together has just kind of put something inside of me that said, you know what, if you had to go down there, you know, how much harder would it be? So it's just, my studying just became a little bit easier in that way, and it was easier for me to do it, not so hard for, and I wouldn't be complaining about it as much. And also I'd like to thank the Lord also for giving me examples in my life for the faculty here. Just in seeing the happiness they show, even in this last song that the faculty men sang, none of them up there looked sad and distressed about serving their God. And to me, that was just something that, I mean, I can serve him the rest of my life, and it, I can still be happy about it. So.
Amen. Alicia.
I'm Alicia Smith, and I'm a freshman elementary ed major. And two conclusions I've come to this semester is, one, God is very good, and two, I'm very blessed. When I was trying to think what I would say, I couldn't come up with just one. So I'm thankful for salvation and the promise that we can know that that's permanent. I struggled for a very long time with doubt, and just to have that settled down and know that God did want me and he could save me is a huge blessing. I'm thankful for my parents, and I'm thankful for how God led me down here. But just lately this year, I've been really thinking, I'm thankful for a pastor's wife. My dad was in the military, and I moved around a lot, and some of the churches we were in, they were kind of bigger, or the pastor's wives just didn't involve themselves. And when we moved here, my pastor, his wife had just died, and I didn't have the influence of a pastor's wife for many years. I kind of got used to not having one, and just about a year and 3 months ago, he got married and remarried, and it's just a blessing to see her sweet spirit and her servant's attitude and everything about her and her just her godliness. And so she's one of my heroes, and I've only known her for just a little bit, but I'm very thankful for her.
Amen. Nora?
Hello, my name is Nora, and I'm a senior missions major from Rockford, Illinois, and I'd just like to praise the Lord for his faithfulness. This is my fifth semester of a school bill, and he has provided every semester, and whether it's from people putting school money on the bill or just giving me work, and now he gave me a job that I love and with plenty of hours, and I get to keep it through the rest of this year, and so it's just a blessing. And next, I'd like to praise the Lord for his perfect will, and no matter how many mistakes I make, he always if I surrender to his will, he gives me above and beyond what I could ever ask or think. And I get to marry my best friend, and we get to serve the Lord together in the Solomon Islands. And it is just amazing to me. And then last, I'd like to thank the Lord for friends that he gives. And I've made some amazing friends being here, and they're such an encouragement to me and a challenge. And they'll agree with me when I say I can't do it, but they'll remind me and rebuke me that I need the Lord to do it. So.
Good morning. my name is Chris Dyer. I'm doing the one-year Bible program, and just like to praise the Lord for his providential protection. Unless you went to Emmanuel Baptist during the summer, you guys don't really know my story, but on June 22nd this year, God gave me a wake-up call. I used to work at Worldwide New Testament Baptist Missions, and just by the way, I love John O'Malley. He is probably the best boss I could ever have. But I used to ride my bike to work. We used to live in Kings Mountain, about a 15-minute bike ride away from the office of Worldwide. And riding my bike one day, and I thought I could make my turn, so I let a car pass me. And I just went ahead and turned, and the last thing I remember was the screeching of the tires. And then I woke up on the side of the road. I got hit by a car going 45 miles per hour, and I was not wearing a helmet. But At that time, I was living in sin, and God was waking me up to show me his perfect will. if you would have told me that I was going to go to Ambassador about that time, I would have said, you're crazy. But I praise the Lord for where he has put us and that we've been able to move closer to the school so I can actually walk, save money on gas. But praise the Lord for the faculty and staff and for my family. By the way, best ARA, NRA, my parents. But praise the Lord for all the circumstances that he's given to me, and he shows mercy in his discipline.
Amen. Hi, my name is Abigail Ditches. I'm from Hayden, Colorado, and I am a freshman elementary education major. I just want to thank God for the trials he's put in my life. If it wasn't for the trials, I wouldn't be here. Over the summer, some things went on, and I just thought that I was going to stay home, but God told me that I really needed to come here with those trials that he put in my life. I also want to thank God for my family, just my mom and dad and the encouragement, backing me up through everything that I've wanted to do. And my mom wanted to fly out here for the Messiah and isn't going to be able to. But I told my parents about the website and Ambassador, and they told everybody at the church and all the family and everybody relative. And so people are going to meet at the church and going to watch the Messiah. So that was really an encouragement and exciting that so many people are wanting to are praying for me back home. And just the family here also that have been an encouragement growing up and being able to come back to people that my friends that I grew up here with, and just seeing how much we've changed, growing close to the Lord, and just being able to come back together and being able to tell the challenges we've had. And I've been praying for snow before I go home, and I'm very thankful that it's snowing.
Bobby Joe.
Hi, my name is Bobby Joe, and I'm from Conyers, Georgia. And I would also like to praise the Lord for the snow. And Lily Okalani, I promised you a snowball fight, so hopefully we get to do that. and I praise the Lord for Ambassador as well. It's been a blessing to be here in more ways than one. I praise the Lord for my salvation. And I praise the Lord for the people and the teachers as well. They've been a huge blessing to me. I never leave a class without learning something. I always learn something, which is wonderful and a blessing in itself. And the people I've met, Jennifer Duarte, my roommate, I thank you for everything you've done for me. You put up with me, and sometimes I'm a little crazy, but, you know, praise the Lord for you. And another really good friend that the Lord placed in my life was, she's going to hate me for this, but Kayla Beachel. she's a real encouragement to me, and I praise the Lord for her daily. She's really wonderful, and praising the Lord for the opportunity to be at such a wonderful place, and some people don't realize how wonderful it is until you've been somewhere that's not wonderful. I love it here. Best opportunity of my life. I came here not knowing what God wanted me to do, and I still don't, but I know that he wants me to be here. And I know that he will provide for me, because he wouldn't have brought me this far to take me out. Especially for that.
Amen. Brother Burris?
Larry Burris, Kings Mountain, business manager here. I want to thank the Lord for a number of things. This year, I'm celebrating my 10th spiritual birthday. As a 38-year-old man who thought he had everything figured out, living a wicked life. 24 years in the Army. Well, at that point, 19 years in the Army. And the Lord brought a man into my life, a pastor, Wayne Surface. And I thank the Lord for him and how he opened the Bible and showed me my need for salvation. And I didn't have everything figured out. And but I look back now over this last 10 years and realize I've not come quite as far as I would like to have come. And I know we're human. God knows that. And I think about the psalm that Pastor Camp read. God knows that we're just dust. I wake up every morning and I look in the mirror, and I've shared this with some of you students. There's not a day that goes by that I don't look as I'm getting ready to shave, that I look in the mirror and I say, God, I'm just a piece of dirt. And I don't deserve to be here. The fact that I'm here at Ambassador, the fact that I work here is a miracle. I would never have guessed in a million years that this would be my lot in life. I love being here. The people that I get to work with every day, spending 24 years in the Army around people who don't care about God. Four of the last 4 years being saved, opening my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't see before. But now this isn't a job. It's a blessing to be able to serve you students. I know I hear testimonies often about and my name is used in I'm sure many different ways, often in the dorms at night when nobody else can hear. But despite what you all might think, I love you and I do pray for you. I wake up in the morning, and that's kind of selfish, and I'll explain that in a moment. But I do pray for you. I pray that God will provide for you. I get to see miracles almost every week. I get to see your miracles firsthand and how they happen. You might not know how they happen, but I get to see them. And I know that they're an answer to your prayers and to mine and to Brother Beals and Dr. Comforts and many others. But I do pray for you. But the selfish part of that is that by praying for you and God seeing God answer your prayer, it answers my bigger prayer, which is, God, please keep the doors of this school open. There are many things that you don't see as students. And even some faculty and staff here don't know the extent of the miracle that happens daily or weekly or monthly to keep the doors of the school open. And just like you, when you struggle to know whether God's going to provide for your next bill, I worry and stress about whether God's going to provide enough money to pay the electric bill here or to provide the money to pay for the faculty and staff who devote their entire lives to pour into you. But then I see God do it, and I see how he does it. And I praise God. I praise our God because he's so good. And I know how undeserving that I am, that it's a huge blessing. So working here, I'm thankful for that. Thankful for the last 10 years of salvation, walking in the marvelous light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then almost 14 years of marriage to a wonderful woman. Some of the married men have already spoken. Dr. Comfort has mentioned getting saved. My wife and I getting saved on the same day. My children shortly after that. This was not in our plan. Not at all. Not at coming to Bible college. When God first put it on my heart to come here, my wife said no. Said no for almost 2 years. And then she finally let the Lord work in her heart, and then we came here. And she's been supportive since we've been here. Now, I'll be honest that we don't think this is the last stop for us. We have a heart to serve the military, and we want to go back and do that one day. So there's an unsettledness in our hearts that wants to go somewhere else. But she supports me on a daily basis. And those of you that know my wife, being married to her is like going to Six Flags every day. After almost 14 years of marriage, it's like walking into an amusement park, that excitement that you feel. I love my wife, and I love the fact that she supports me, and is so good. And I just want to praise the Lord for you, for this school, and for the wonderful people that I get to be a servant with. This is a great place.
Amen. All right. TJ?
I'm TJ Meckling, a sophomore youth ministries major from Plymouth, Indiana. And I'd just like to thank the Lord for all of the godly influences that he's put in my life. When I was a senior in high school, I could live the typical Christian school life where you look decent on the outside, but you weren't living for the Lord at all on the inside. And, you know, that's where I was at. And I told everyone I was coming to Bible college, you know, sort of just to get them off my back, you know, so they would stop bugging me about it. But in reality, I wanted to join the Marines more than anything. And, you know, the Lord gave me a mom that wouldn't, she wouldn't get off my back either. She would continually quote scripture to me, and she would continually tell me she was praying for me, and a pastor that would sit me down and say, you know, he'd say, shape up, you know, you're not living for the Lord. And, you know, finally just surrendering that last thing to the Lord through the influences of the people that were in my life. And coming to Bible school, if you would tell me 2 years ago that I'd be standing here today, I would think you're crazy. You know, I wouldn't believe you. And the Lord leading me to Devonshire Baptist Church and Pastor Gene Cole and his wife, and just seeing the influence that he's had on my life and the things that he's had to go through. A year ago this month, he underwent surgery for cancer, and he went through chemo and radiation. And while he was going through chemo, he had a heart attack. You know, if there's anybody that could be depressed, that could blame the Lord for the things that was going on, it was him. And he was going through all these trials. And, you know, just seeing the pure joy that he had in serving the Lord and seeing his love for the Lord, and it's been more of an encouragement to me than I'm sure that he realizes. And so I'd just like to praise the Lord today for all of the influences that have put on my life and for the people that don't even realize that they've influenced me.
Amen. Jonathan?
Jonathan Smelter from York County, Pennsylvania. I'm a sophomore pastoral major. I just want to praise the Lord. During the time I've been down here, the Lord led me to Crossroads Baptist Church. It's just a real blessing to be down there, especially this semester, and just see how the Lord's been working, you know, through the church there and allowing us to get the property and everything. And it's just a real blessing to see God provide something that we thought was, you know, impossible, but we were just waiting on Him, and He provided. And then just want to praise the Lord for Pastor Dietrich and what a godly example he is to me, and a godly pastor and example that I can look up to. Just want to praise the Lord for that.
Yeah. Cody?
Good morning. My name is Cody McNeely. I'm from Lake Wells, Florida, but I live here in Lattimore with my wife. And that was one of the great things during the summer as I got married. Praise the Lord for that. I just want to praise the Lord for just a couple of things. One that I probably would not mention, but I feel that I need to because the Lord brought my wife and I through this. Hunter, Ethan, Ryan, Brother Beal, Pastor Camp, and a couple people may know, but my wife was brought up in a Calvinist church and from a Calvinist school. And this was before we got married. I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I knew this was the Lord's will for my life. But I can stand here today and I praise God for God's word and his deliverance and his direction and his truth that stands above all else. And I just praise Brother Camp, and he counseled my wife and I after we had got married, moved here, and he had preached the message on Calvinism at our home church, at Grace Baptist Church in Henrietta. And she asked some questions about that. I knew she was going to. And the Lord really taught me something, to speak the truth in love. There was a time where, you know, I thought I had to be this is what the Bible says, be arrogant about it, but not speak the truth in love. Because my dad's taught me something, a really valuable lesson. He said, Cody, do you always want to be right, or do you love her? And I think about the Lord Jesus. You know, God knows everything. He is truth, but God loves man. And he tried so hard to, I know he tried in my life, to based on his words, to show me what was truth, that I was a sinner. And I just praise God for his deliverance and for my family, my dad, and Brother Camp. And Brother B, I'll get that book back to you. I'm sorry for the delay in that. But that was the other thing. I studied Calvinism all last semester. I felt like I could get a Bible college degree in that. I may not know all the ups and downs of it, but I spent a lot of time, more than ever, because I truly love my wife and I wanted to help her. And I wanted the truth of God to stand above all. And that was one thing. I also want to praise the Lord for provision, for providing the means for me to be here at school. I had a plan. I had a scholarship planned out, lined up for me after high school that would pay 75% of my tuition at a university. And I was wanting to study marine biology and study sharks the rest of my life, but the Lord directed me somewhere else. And, I hate the cold here, but I miss Florida. I miss the Sunshine State. But, I just want to praise the Lord for all that He does for us. You know, the Lord is really good to us, even when we may not be, to Him. But I just praise the Lord for all that He does. And I praise the Lord for my family and the love that they have for me. And I just praise the Lord for my wife. She's a good woman. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm Gloria Hayward from Fountain Inn, South Carolina. I'm a junior elementary education major.
There is so much that I can be thankful for. I thank the Lord for my salvation, and just he gave himself for me, and I just don't deserve it. And I thank the Lord for my family. I'm thankful my mom could be here. I have two brothers. I'm thankful for what they do and taking over my chores and work so that I can get schoolwork done and that I can be here. And I thank the Lord for my church family, my home church as well as up here. They're a blessing to me, and for my college family, the faculty, staff, and students, you all are a challenge to me. And I just thank the Lord for you. There are some days that get really hard, but you have an encouraging word. This week I had a hard week. It kind of came to a head Sunday morning, and I just didn't know what to do. And all that pressure, it was hard. But my mom came in, she prayed with me. I came to school, and there's a card in my box. And I don't usually get mailed because I go home every weekend. But there was a card that somebody had sent. It said they were praying for me. Just the encouraging words when we need the most. The Lord, he just shows you that you're to be where you are, that he just confirms that that's your will, his will. And I just thank the Lord for that and the way he changes lives. Several years ago in high school, I didn't know what I was going to do, and my plans were completely different. But the Lord just opened the door. Even though when I graduated, I wasn't able to go to college. It was 5 years before I could go to college. But the Lord made evident that this is the place that he wanted me. And he had changed my heart because I did not want to work with people. And I'm majoring in elementary education, working with kids. And I love kids. And so the Lord has just changed my heart and life. And as I keep my focus on him, I know he's going to do great things.
Amen. You know, you students really encourage us. When you give a testimony, you talk about how much you didn't want to come here. I say that tongue in cheek, you know, because it's just amazing to me how God reaches down and brings you to such a place and how God changes your heart. I'll tell you, I never tire of hearing those stories. That's great. Stephen, come ahead.
Stephen Minion, sophomore missions and music major from Chicago, Illinois. But my Lord Jesus Christ is from everlasting to everlasting. And he dwells in my heart. And I'm thankful for God saving me when I was 4 years old. And also keep working on me. Psalm 101 verse 6 says, he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. And I love serving God. And I love that God loves me and keeps working on me. I'm also thankful that God answers prayer. For my school bill, God just paying that for me. Also, God working out when I'm out on touring with the ensemble or with one of the groups. I've seen 7 or 8 people come to know Christ in the service that I was at. And that's such a blessing. And also little prayers that God hears. And he answers even when I forget about them. I prayed 3 or 4 times this semester that it would snow. And today God answered that prayer.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Kristen Soliker. I'm from here in Shelby. And there are so many things that I could thank the Lord for. But the first thing that comes to mind is my grandparents on my mom's side. My dad's family's not saved, but my mom's parents are. And Amanda and I are the only 2 grandkids in the family that are serving the Lord and interested in going to the ministry and things. And so our grandparents really have wanted to do what they can for us, and I'm so thankful for them. I was here for my first semester, and I had to sit out my second semester. I didn't have the money to come back. And I was really questioning the Lord about it, you know, why he provided $1,000 12 days before my first semester of school was going to start to put me into school. I wasn't planning on coming until the spring, and then I had to sit out that spring, and I was confused, and I was like, Lord, why would you sit me out if you put me there in the first place? And he taught me a lot that semester that I did sit out, especially about telling him about things that I would and wouldn't do, because I had said, if I go to school, Lord, and I have to sit out a semester, I'm not coming back to finish. And he said, oh, really? You're not. So he taught me a lot through that semester, and my grandparents, after they found out that I had had to sit out, they have paid my way through the rest of school. I've had job here in the library, but whatever I haven't been able to make up, they have paid off the rest of my semesters. My next semester is paid, and Lord willing, I'll be graduating in May, and it's just really, really encouraging to see how the Lord works. And Mr. Burse was saying that, you know, he sees miracles every day, but we don't always know where they come from, but I know that the Lord has specifically used my grandparents and some others, but specifically them. And I'm also thankful that the Lord shows us his will, and that although it may not always be easy and it may hurt to do what he wants us to do, that when we're in his will and doing what he has showed us is specifically for us, he gives us a peace that just can't come anywhere but from him. And I'm thankful for people that pray for you when you're going through those decisions that you have no idea are even praying for you. But then after you've made the decision and you know you're in God's will, they come to you and they say, you know, we didn't want to push you to do this, but we've been praying for you. And just finding out that so many different people care about where we are in our lives for Christ.
Sarah Kraska from New Jersey. I just want to thank God actually for putting me here in college. I didn't really want to come here, but it was like the influence of my dad and my mom. Especially, I guess I could say my dad. He was just like a real, he really wanted me to go here. My pastor was for it and everything. But I was like most of my friends know me. I had my life whole plan. I was going to be a Marine. I was going to go be a police officer. And after that, I was going to have a good life. I was going to be single. I was going to have friends. I was going to make a difference in the world. I wasn't going to have anybody stop me. But, like, especially business conference, and, like, it's a lot's been going, working in my heart. And I really feel like behind all the scenes throughout my life, God's been calling me to be a missionary. I have to say that. I'm not sure yet, because, and I don't want to jump on things, but I want to finish this year. And if God really leads me, then I'll go on to be a missionary. I won't say the country yet. But that's what I really feel he's doing in my life. And I don't want to jump right on the bandwagon and get ahead of what he wants. I want to just learn to wait on him. And this college experience, I'm so glad my dad and my pastor and my mom, and just good friends here too, people that encourage me and say, just do what God's will, one step at a time. And they don't look at and just criticize me because I have my life planned, but because it is a lot giving it up. But if I follow God's will, I know it's going to be best.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Emily Moore. I'm from Alliston, Ontario, and I'm a junior elementary education major, and I actually did want to come here. ever since I was a little girl, I know that this is where the Lord wants me to be, and I'm so thankful for this place and just the staff and faculty and all the hard work that they do behind the scenes and in the classrooms. And just like Bobby Joe said, every class period, I learn something. I never leave a classroom without learning something. And I'm so thankful for my family as well, and just the sacrifices that they've made for me to be here and just always encouraging me. And I'm also thankful for the trials that the Lord puts us through. And even though we don't understand why, when we're in them and while we're dealing with them, the Lord's always there and he knows. And the Lord's really been teaching me to trust him and to wait on him. And wait on his will. And so I've been learning, and I'm a little thick-headed, so the Lord's had to hit me a couple times. And, you know, Emily, you really just have to trust me. And so I've really been learning a lot about that. And I'm also thankful for the little things in life. This Christmas was looking where I wasn't going to be able to go home, and I wasn't going to be able to see my family for Christmas break. And Lord worked it out, different circumstances, how my family's going to come here. And they're coming here for Christmas, and I'm so excited. And also, I was kind of a little bummed out because I wasn't going to get to see snow, and it snowed. So, praise the Lord.
Andrew?
Good morning. My name is Andrew Baker, if you didn't know. And I was at work last night. Oh, I'm a freshman in one-year Bible program from Ashburn, Virginia. And we were at work last night, and Haley asked me, are you going to give a praise to my engineer? And I said, no, I'm not going to, for whatever reason. And they were teasing me about it. And I decided, I was sitting in my seat, and I just had to come up here and praise the Lord for one incredibly important thing in my life. And that is 5.5 years ago that he sent a man by the name of Barney Schwenke to Leesburg, Virginia to start a church. And that he listened to him. Because if Pastor Schwenke hadn't come and started Faith Way, I wouldn't be here for sure. I have no idea where I would be. I was at the age of 12 when he came. And like, that's not like a not very old, not making a lot of momentous decisions in my life. But that's when your thinking really starts to get molded. And my thinking definitely wasn't right at the time. And God sent pastor there, and through the church, everything changed. My family changed. My parents were Christians, but they just weren't really living for God. And I started to see a love for God in my parents. And that, in turn, I saw that, and I got saved as a result of Faithway. And it changed what high school I went to. It changed what college I went to. And God put Faithway in my life to help me get through trials that if Faithway had not been there, I don't know what I would have done. So I'm just so thankful for that.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Autumn Jones. I'm a sophomore from New Lexington, Ohio. And first of all, I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation. My mom led me to the Lord when I was 5. And just because I got saved, His grace just never ceases to amaze me. I'm just astounded every morning that He would do so much for someone like me. But I'm also just so thankful for my family. Like I said, my mom led me to the Lord, and my dad, they've just been such a huge encouragement. But specifically my siblings as well. There's quite a big age difference between me and my siblings, and I was just always the little one getting in the way while they were trying to play football or whatever. But they've just been such a blessing to me as I've been growing up, and especially the time that I've been here at college, just during some really difficult times. And especially my oldest brother, he himself has been going through some health problems the last several months, and it's been some major things, and we still don't have answers, and it's just an ongoing thing, but yet he still takes time, and he'll call me, or he'll email me and just be like, look, you know, what's going on today, or, you know, what does the Lord tell you today? And it's just such a blessing that, you know, even though we are really spread out across the country, that they still take the time to check up on me. So I'm just really thankful for my family.
Amen. Brandon?
Brandon Triplett, a sophomore, pastoral major from Newcastle, India. Take your Bibles to Psalm 139 and 17. I'm not going to preach, but seriously, turn your Bibles to Psalm 139 and verse 17. And while you guys are turning there, God is just so good. God is so good. I was sitting down here, I was just listening to you guys' testimonies. I just really wanted to just take a victory lap. And one, I know everyone probably thought I was really weird. And two, I probably couldn't make it the whole way, so I'd probably have to sit halfway. No, I'd probably make it, but it'd just be really slow. But anyway, God is so good. But in Psalm 139, verse 17, it says, "How precious also are the thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." I like to thank God for just such a godly influence in my life. And I didn't want to come here. And I really didn't. And three semesters ago, before I came here, my youth pastor was going to Camp Kobiak, and I did not want to go. I was going to go to college and play football, and I had my whole life planned out. And so my youth pastor wanted me to Camp Kobiak, but I didn't want to go. But somebody paid for me, so I went. And evangelist Mike Pelletier was preaching, and that Tuesday morning he preached a message on the path. And God just grabbed my heart right there and says, "Brandon, your path is going into a dead end." And he led me to Ambassador, and I absolutely love it here. I love getting to know all you guys and just having best friends. But, you know, going through a public high school, I lived such a wicked life. And it was so hard. But I want you guys in verse 17 just to circle the word precious. And just the fact that God thinks about us and that they're precious and that He thinks, even though of my sinful life and I live such a rebellious life, He looks at me and says, "Brandon, your soul is precious to me," and that He thinks about me and that they're precious. And I just like to thank God and praise Him that there is a God in heaven and He loves me.
Amen.
Hi, good morning. Fiona Malari from Melbourne, Australia. I just want to praise the Lord for leading me here. Australia is very far away, but I'm very glad that I came. The Lord has done, I came with mostly with the premise of gaining more knowledge, but the Lord has honestly done a whole lot more in my heart than it has in my head. Mm. And I just want to praise the Lord for that. And for my friends that I've made here, for these young ladies, I'm significantly older than them, but they are a very good example to me, a godly example. I just want to praise the Lord for them and for the Lord using them to challenge me in my Christian life. Also, I want to praise the Lord also for the church that I'm going to at Tri-City Baptist. From my first day there, I've thoroughly enjoyed it and kind of scared me a little bit because
a lot of the faculty go there. So I was like, oh dear, I better behave. But truly, I, Dr. Charles, isn't it wonderful? The Lord is doing a mighty work in that church, and I just praise the Lord for Pastor Hollingsworth and his family, and for the opportunities that I get to be a part of the ministries and to be able to serve there. And also, lastly, I want to praise the Lord also for the snow. I've never seen falling snow. I still haven't seen it, but maybe I might step outside later, but praise the Lord.
I have a hunch the snow has stopped, but if it has, please don't be too disappointed, all right? So, Brother Kiawat.
David Kiawat, Shelby, sophomore dean of men. While there's a lot for which I can be thankful, I didn't want to be here. No, really, because it wasn't because I was being rebellious or anything growing up. It was because I was having the time of my life serving God in evangelism. I was trained by a great man here, mentored by Dr. Comfort, and evangelism was phenomenal. But then God did something in our lives, and my heart began to change, and I was wrestling with it for about 6 months. I didn't tell my children. Was scared to tell my wife that I thought it was time to get off the road. Because I just love doing it. And then one time I was in a meeting with Dr. Comfort in Huntsville, Alabama, at our own church. And one of the nights there, after the end of the service, Dr. Comfort came up to me and said, "Brother Kahiwat," and he said, "You want to have breakfast tomorrow morning?" I thought, what did I do? Oh, no. I think I'm okay. And I said, sure. And so we went over to IHOP for breakfast, and he said, "Have you ever thought about serving at Ambassador in a teaching capacity?" I thought, oh, I haven't thought about it. I've been praying about it for, even when I was a student, I thought, man, that'd be great one day. And then he said, well, I said, "What are you trying to tell me, Dr. Comfort?" And he said, "Well, there's a position that might be open, and I want you to think about possibly, you know, maybe teaching a class, and we need somebody for the dean of men position." I'm like, "Well, what happened to Mr. Hankey?" Well, anyway, you know what, all that happened. And then Dr. Beal called me a couple of weeks later, and he asked me for this position. And I struggled with it because I really love serving God in evangelism. But I know this is where God wants me to be. And the will of God is far better than whatever I decide. And I'm so glad that I'm here in the will of God, and I'm so thankful to be able to serve here with the faculty that taught me. I'm so thankful to be in the Dean of Students' office. I love my RAs and ARAs also. And I want to say this because I've been having a chance to work with this individual a lot closer lately, but Sarah Plessinger, thank you for serving. A lot of you don't see what she does, but I am so thankful for her. And I'm so thankful for Dr. Dillon, for what he's done in my heart to teach me stuff. I'm an evangelist. When something comes down, I want hail, fire, and brimstone to come down, you know. But with his temperature, he's taught me, hey, there's this thing called grace and compassion. And the Lord has used him in my heart and in my life to teach me these things. And I am so, so, so thankful for Miss Bradnick. You don't know what she goes through. Well, some of you females do, but now I've had to know what she goes through when she's been gone and all the different things and how hard her job is. And I am so thankful, Miss Bradnick, for you. Welcome back. And now I don't have to read all those CSRs And so I'm just so thankful for her. And then, of course, lastly, I'm so thankful for my family. It was fragmented about 4 years ago. 3 days from now, it'll be 4 years. And my wife wrote on the very first anniversary, she said, "There are times in our lives, like giving birth to a newborn baby,
when you know that your life will never be the same. November 30th, 2009 was when that moment happened for us. We praise the Lord for that moment, for in that moment, God revealed himself to us in a way, in a mighty way, and allowed us to grow in ways that we never could have done before. One moment in time, one split second. I'm thankful for Deuce. I call him Deuce because whenever I run, mile two is for him. He's been a challenge to my heart and my life, watching him persevere as he hobbles through school. And he's been an inspiration. I do not run because I like it. Actually, I do love running, said no one ever. But the reason why I run is because one of the last memories I had of him before the accident was him sprinting right by me on a 3-mile run. And when I run mile two, I envision that. And that's one of the last few memories I have of the previous Joshua. But I am so thankful for this Joshua. I'm also thankful for Bella M. Trey. Bella means beautiful. M is mile. Trey is three. And she's been a challenge to my heart and my life. Praying with her and Joshua every night. And now God's called her to Italy, where my spiritual life was born. And that means a lot to me as well. And I'm very, very thankful also for my VP, M, Mile, IV, 4, that's Caleb, Prayer. These are the nicknames I've given him. He's been a solid rock throughout this whole time with Joshua and everything. And now just watching him in school grow and everything, his testimony and his godliness and the things that he does is a challenge to my life. That how he responds to his brother and sister, I think, wow, I want to be like that. How a child can teach his own dad. And so I'm so thankful for Caleb and then for a surrogate daughter that I guess God has allowed me to be a daughter to. MVP, mile five, Prayer. And some people don't know all the whole story behind it, but I'm so thankful for putting Jill in our life as well. But mostly I want to thank God for M1. Proverbs 18:22 says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." She has been my strength, my ray of sunshine, the best roommate I could ever have. For 23, going on 23 years. And she told me something the other day. She said, "Dave, when you love what you're doing, it's not a job." And when she works there in the commons, I see her enjoying it. It's not a job to her. And I think most of you have figured that out. I love what I'm doing. It's not a job. And my wife is the example of that. I am so thankful for my wife. And I'm so thankful for just God and the blessing that he has bestowed upon me in all of this.
All right, we're down to the final four here, so come right ahead.
Laura Giannetto from Binghamton, New York, and I just rejoice in the opportunity to praise God for his character, just that the more we know him, the easier it is to love him and to trust him, and that as he is the father of all goodness. And I also praise him for the two churches he's put me in. My home church, I'm very grateful for. It's like the only good church in my area. And my church here at school has been such a blessing, and I'm just blessed in the way God has led me there. Actually, throughout my whole life, God has placed my mother and brother and I in really good churches as I've grown up, and that's been a redeeming factor in my life.
Amen. Josiah, this is sent round two for you.
I'm back. Josiah Tuttle, sophomore missions major. And I was sitting there, and just more things came to my mind that, you know, I just couldn't hold in. So I just want to praise the Lord for directing me to Ambassador. I think I have ended up breaking a pattern and have 4 points. But first thing, I really like to praise the Lord that He brought me here because of this was the place where I got saved, Mr. Cahillot's office last year, last February. My life has not been the same. I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but still, the Lord is good. He still is there when I am an idiot, and thank the Lord for that. The second thing is, kind of ties along with it, is the staff here. With Pastor Johnston talking about missions all the time, Dr. Childs, his love, and his just passion to see people grow. Pastor Camp, got to make a man out of me yet. And also for Mr. Kahiwat, the counseling that he gave me last year, leading me to the Lord. And then also friends here. I've never had an opportunity to have so many friends who are all so different. I know right now definitely I have the craziest dorm on campus, and I love it. We have some of the best personalities out there with Stephen Hazard and a few others. Morgan Edwards, Ethan Slepidus, myself, my roommate, who is really looking forward to getting rid of me and having another roommate as soon as this year, school year ends. But that was really a blessing having all you guys. It's really, you know, to get to know all of you, Minion. And also the last thing is, this is a place where I met Jessica, which has really been a blessing. She's been an encouragement to me, also seeing both through her words of encouragement and also just seeing how the Lord has really given her a call to missions too. And I just realized I miscounted 5. Either that or I'm still...
Don't add any more. That
okay.
Would not be a good idea.
Okay, last one. Last one. Also, and this was the place where the Lord called me to the islands of Comoros. This, whatever month it was. That was just... It was a hard choice, mainly because it's a small island, never heard of, and I had my sights set on the entire Middle East. But the Lord directed me to this place where there's about 700,000 to 800,000 people. And there is virtually no gospel witness at all. And I just praise the Lord for Ambassador.
All right, we'll take these three here, and then we'll finish. You go right ahead.
Hey, guys, I'm like Josiah Ron, too. Sorry for those of you that are tired of sitting, but I couldn't go away without thanking God for Ambassador because I don't have the words to describe this place and all the people that are here. And I'm really thankful for all of you and for my siblings that I can be with them, even though I haven't really sat with them today. But we're not having any sort of feud. I really enjoy being with them. And I'm thankful for God's grace, because if it wasn't for His grace, I could be in a little village somewhere, somebody's fourth wife with 6 kids or something like that. Like, you know, it's only by God's grace that I'm here today. And so I'm really, really thankful for that.
Amen. Henry?
Henry Funkhauser from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, and probably the most beautiful place on the face of this earth. But, you know, this is my first praise chapel. I was wondering what it was all about. And so I didn't want to miss a chance just to send my praise up too. I'm really thankful for it. But for me, I guess the whole thing is be summed up into the songs. Like, everybody's been preaching these songs out here, and, you know, preaching is like my favorite thing. When I come up to a service, I expect preaching, but that's been coming through y'all's testimony. Yes. But Psalms 8, one of my favorite psalms. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Thou set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of sucklings and babes has Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy, the enemies and the avengers. This is when I consider the heavens and the works of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars. Was man that thou art mindful of them, or the son of man that thou visited them? And really, we're nothing in this earth. I mean, we're just a few here, but God took special consideration for us. And thankful for every one of y'all. And y'all been a good example to me. I always lift up Dr. Dillon over there. I always look up him as like one of my examples. But my plan is to like surpass Dr. Dillon and surpass all the C.A. Spurgeons of this life, you know, because my example is Jesus Christ and what he's done and the love that he's shown me. And, you know, I can say all the great things that y'all have done for me here at Ambassador, but probably the best example that I have in my life of Christ is my fiance over here, Sarah, you know, and seeing her, and she doesn't know it, but she ministers to me in more ways than I could ever explain to you. I mean, she helps me see God's holiness. She helps me see God's love and how he's always provided for me and everything. And it is, like, really special. And it's challenging me. It makes me want to be a better leader. It makes me want to be a better person and more godly. She makes me want to strive higher and higher each and every day. And I'm so thankful for her and thankful for my dad who's up here this week. God bless y'all.
Amen. All right, last one.
Well, I'm Daniel Forster, and I'm back again as well. I'd just like to thank the Lord for all the preaching that goes on at this college. I noticed it wasn't really mentioned a whole lot, but it's just really, I just really appreciate the way that they're having it. They have a different speaker just about every day, and we get to hear 40 minutes, 50 minutes sometimes of good, solid preaching, and that's just a great blessing to me. And then you got opening revival and missions conference and dorm divas every night. And the Word of God has just been a real blessing to me this semester. And I also like to praise the Lord for the roommates he's given me. Sometimes we have a lot of different temperaments, and so it's been a real learning experience. But they're great people. Appreciate them.
Amen. Thank you very much. Let's stand together. Brother Scoville's going to lead us in a congregational song, and then we'll be ending our service here soon. So, Brother Scoville, if you'd come.